Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, Bad News was an online game launched in 2018, the idea being to demonstrate how false and misleading news is created and disseminated. Now, for the times we're living in, it's been updated and renamed Go Viral. We're joined on News Talk by Dr. Sandra van der Linden from the Department of Psychology at the University of Cambridge. Sandra, good afternoon.
Great to be on the show.
Could you tell us how the game works?
Yeah, so Go Viral is a new game where you basically step into the shoes of a media manipulator to try to uncover and learn about the tactics that are used to deceive people online. And so we use the basic inoculation metaphor, which, you know, now is perhaps more timely than ever, in order to build antibodies against fake news. The idea is that you can expose yourself to weakened doses of the tactics that are being used to spread misinformation in an attempt to build resilience against them. And that's what the game does throughout three levels. The first is about fear-mongering. The second is about the use of fake experts. And the third is about conspiracy theories. And so people learn about these tactics in the game in an attempt to gain immunity against them.
Right. Okay. Well, so take us through those three levels. And I suppose the first thing is, what piece, how do the disseminators of fake news go about choosing a piece of fake news? Do they just like make it up?
No, and that's one of the important things, actually, that we talk to people about during the gameplay. So it's a simulation engine, and you receive messages and people respond to you. But actually, what often happens, it's not so much that stories are completely true or fake. Actually, what happens is that there's often something out there that can be leveraged to try to persuade and manipulate people by using these techniques. So you might, you know, have a grain of truth somewhere, but then use what we call the fear-mongering technique to scare people or get them riled up about an issue and try to get people emotional on social media. And we take people, you know, through that experience to get a sense of what that's like in order to be able to recognize and resist it when it happens. And so you create your own filter bubble. And of course, the content is fairly humorous. So it's, you know, toilet paper versus nature. And, you know, everyone's piling toilet paper and, people getting outraged. And so it's really about fear-mongering and moral outrage with an innocuous example, but also displaying the seriousness of the topic.
Right.
And the use of fear. Go ahead, sorry.
And are you predicating the game on the idea that the people who manufacture this news are completely cynical about it, that they know it's not real?
Absolutely. And the examples there, you know, the examples we use are so absurd that, you know, people know it's not real and they know that it's funny and you know, meant to teach the subject matter rather than, you know, duping anyone with a real story. So, you know, the content is mostly fictional, but it's based on real events. So, you know, we talk about, you know, crazy conspiracy theories and vaccinations and things like that. And, you know, the second level is about fake experts, for example. And we show people, you know, what it's like to get messages on WhatsApp, for example, from people who claim to be experts and peddling fake cures about COVID and some of the damaging consequences that can have. So we can help people to spot those messages in an attempt to, you know, get people to not forward them.
Mm. But can you always be sure if someone's an expert or not? Oftentimes, for all sorts of points of views of arguments, invariably somebody with a PhD is wheeled out to say, yes, this is absolutely true.
Yeah. And so one of the examples we use in the game, it's a good one, because in the game, we'll have someone with a PhD from the University of Natural Medicine or something like that. So it's, you know, it sounds like it's a real thing and someone with expertise and credibility who then goes on to talk something about which they have absolutely no expertise or knowledge. And, you know, as people go through that scenario, we kind of explain how that tactic works so that people can spot it, that they say, OK, well, this person has some sort of degree and has some sort of credibility, but actually they have no authority in this subject matter and they're trying to manipulate me with their credentials.
Some sort of weird noise happening there. But a lot of the time, it seems, for instance, being the 5G COVID conspiracy, that it's correlation rather than causation, and a lot of the news is disseminated as a series of questions that are insinuating something clearly, but they're not baldly stating it's caused COVID.
Absolutely. And so that's, you know, that's one of the important things, that often it's not so much that the outlets are floating something that's completely false. It has this sort of veil of you know, trying to convey news and asking questions, but actually it's quite harmful and dangerous content. And that's true for the 5G conspiracy. As you said, it just so happens that there tend to be phone masks around hotspots of outbreaks that absolutely have nothing to do with each other. But it's easy to create a frame in which that sounds like an attractive narrative. And that's exactly also what we do in that level. We show how these conspiracies are constructed and how you can take unrelated events and put them together. And actually what some of the bad outcomes can be of forwarding and sharing those kinds of messages. And that, in fact, the core thing about conspiracy theories is not that they take something that's completely false, because you kind of lose points in the game if you do that, but rather to kind of play into, you know, people's existing concerns about matters and then come up with the conspiracy that plays into those feelings and thoughts.
How does one get someone who might be susceptible to fake news to play this game?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, we encourage everyone to play the game. The game is not ideological. So, you know, it doesn't matter what your political views are. You can, you know, pick all sides in the game and you can create your own narrative. So it's not meant to be judgmental. It's just meant to be informative for people in terms of uncovering these techniques wherever you are on the political spectrum. So we hope that everyone finds it an enjoyable experience and feels that they can take something away from it. We're not telling people what the facts are or, you know, what to believe. Rather, we're just showing people what the techniques are, and then people can help and decide for themselves what they want to do, knowing these techniques going forward. So, of course, you know, we can ensure that perhaps the people who need it most are playing this game, but we're hoping to disseminate it widely. You know, it's been developed in collaboration with the Cabinet Office, with media design agencies. We've got some support from the United Nations and the WHO in sharing it. So hopefully it has a wide reach and that, in fact, will reach the right people.
And you're not worried that it might be just a training ground for people who want to do this kind of thing?
Now, people who do this kind of thing already know how it works. And so we're not teaching them anything new. Rather, we're just trying to expose what they're doing for people in an attempt so that, you know, people can help spot it online when they come across it.
Sander, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Sander van der Linden there from the Department of Psychology at the University of Cambridge. Also, he's director of the Cambridge Social Decision Making Lab.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.